Welcome back to Pierce Park in Baraboo. We're at our first intermission. The DC Everest Evergreens and the Baraboo Portage Thunderbirds are tied 2-2. I'm Chris Conley. Evergreens outshot their hosts in the first period 12-6. And the Evergreens have two goals, both belonging to Ty Treader. Everest opened the scoring at 3:46. Treader stuck in a rebound, put on goal by Grant Ortell. Ortell gets credit for the assist. But the Evergreens' lead was short-lived. The Evergreens held that lead for just 25 seconds before Thunderbirds had the answer. In fact, the Evergreens fell behind 2-1 at the 10:23 mark before the Evergreens got a late goal in the first period to get things back to 2-2. That was Grant Ortell in combination with Ty Treader again. It was Treader that started the sequence back at his own blue line, left the puck for Ortell, who knew that Treader was trailing him, left it for Treader on the near side post, and then Ty Treader scored top shelf. That goal coming with just 1:02 left in the first period, bringing us even at two apiece. Jared Kaczmierczyk has allowed two goals. He has four saves in the first period. And again, both of these teams not using their regular goalies in today's game. Teams will be back out onto the ice for the start of the second period in just a moment. Hockey is brought to you by Country Fresh Meats. Fresh meat from Wisconsin farms. Make Country Fresh Meats your local choice. Corner of Highways 29 and J in Weston. And we're brought to you by the DC Everest Athletic Club, supporting sports and athletes with donations, equipment, and scholarships. Consider volunteering your time to the DC Everest Athletic Club and go Evergreens. If you weren't with us earlier, this has been a busy week of Fox Sports broadcast. I mean, it's that time of season where the games come a little bit faster once you get back from winter break. Last night, we were up in Merrill where the Everest boys basketball team had a bad second half and lost to the Blue Jays 80-60. No radio back at home for the Everest girls basketball team. They beat the Merrill Blue Jays in overtime. 56-51 gets them back to 500, 3-3 in Valley Conference play. Second period awaits here. Evergreens and Thunderbirds are tied 2-2, and we'll be back after these messages on Fox Sports Radio AM 1390, FM 93.9. All right, and welcome back to Pierce Park, where the second period's about to get underway. The Evergreens have already come out of their locker room. They're on their bench. Host Thunderbirds will be joining them in just a moment, and then we'll get this second period underway. The rink here, and this is the first time that I've visited in the 7 years of doing Everest hockey, is kind of a neat place. You can tell that this used to be an outdoor place with a roof. If you look along the far side near the benches are, you can tell that the walls were kind of put in afterwards, that there was a time that we would have been playing outdoors and playing some very cold hockey here. Evergreens have a lot of parents that have come down for the trip. Again, they see two games and stay one overnight. The Evergreens were 6-0 losers to Sun Prairie yesterday. Just goes to show you how the Evergreens are a little bit diminished because of graduation from the last couple of seasons. Evergreens and Sun Prairie in recent years have been very competitive hockey games. Those teams have been just about evenly matched. Sun Prairie just better this year, and the Evergreens losing a lot of those star players that took them all the way to state from a year ago. All right, the Thunderbirds are out and on their bench as well. Again, we are kitty corner high above one of the goals here, so the Thunderbirds will be moving towards us, towards the second period. While the Evergreens try and retake this lead, they'll be skating towards the far end of the rink. Grant Ortell will take the opening draw. The puck drops, and the second period is underway, and the Thunderbirds win it, send it right into the zone along the near side boards. Evergreens have Jellick back for it, and circling back is Ryan Stevens. Evergreens look to break this zone. Evergreens will come out. This is Grant Ortell. Got a player ahead of him. Wow, found it ahead for the Evergreens. Put on goal and a pad save, keeping that down low. Justin Jakubik carried it in. Evergreens still hold the zone. Go back out to the blue line. That's flicked on goal. A lot of traffic in front, wide of the near side post. Grant Ortell will try and fight to keep the zone alive. Baraboo comes away with it. Sends it off the board. Sends it out. Evergreens pick it back up at neutral ice. Dribbling towards the far side of the net. Goalie pits his stick out while Ty Treader came in crashing. No penalty. We played nothing but 5-on-5 hockey in the first period. Evergreens fight for this along the near side corner. Baraboo comes away with it, flicks the puck all the way down. Jellick circles back for the Evergreens. Evergreens have looked like the more aggressive team here in the very early stages. Ortel leaves it behind for Treader. Treader tried to get it back to Ortel, a little bit behind him, goes into the corner. Evergreens look to center in front from close range. That tied Treader. That puck is still loose on the far side boards before lunging out and covering it up as Andrew Schatz, the freshman goalie for Baraboo. That went off the goalie first, and for a moment I think he thought it was under his pads. It was actually loose on the far side post, and Ty Treader was first to locate it. So the Evergreens have the first really good scoring opportunity about a minute into the period, and the Evergreens get an offensive zone faceoff. It's to the right of the cage, comes out of the zone. Baraboo skater overskated the puck, and the Evergreens will, that's still tied up along the boards, along the far side in front of the benches and scorers area. Evergreens have Ben Pelequin close to it. Evergreens are onside, skating into the zone. Backhand side that rode up a blocker and went wide. It's carried in there by Ryan Stevens into the corner where the Evergreens have Alex Griffin fighting for it. Puck's pinned there against the boards. Ben Pelequin joins the fray. Can the Evergreens get this centered in front? No. Thunderbirds come away with it behind their own net. Got to make sure they don't give the puck away. They did to Pelequin in front. Goalie is down on his pads, and it's underneath him. Couple of opportunities for Ben Pelequin, and they came because the Baraboo Portage co-op team was not careful with the puck there from behind. Both teams will get a change. 2 minutes in, second period, we're tied 2-2. Pelequin's going to take the draw. It's to the keeper's left. Baraboo wins it, comes out 2-on-2 if they hurry. Evergreens got a couple of players trailing, trying to get that centered. Wow, for Mike Wetch, a little bit too long for him. Went into the corner, tried to get that centered in front. Went off the goalie's pads, popped up to the near side boards. Baraboo's first scoring opportunities of the second period. Evergreens try and send this around. Ben Pelequin's in the neighborhood. Let's see if the Evergreens can clear the zone. Nope, held in at the blue line, shot wide of the far side post. Couple of looks at the net there. Alex Brown put that on from the blue line. Evergreens still have not cleared. Centered in front, just hopped right over the stick of Campbell Kozar. Now the Evergreens again. This has been a problem for the Evergreens sometimes. A little trouble clearing the zone. 2-on-2 if the Evergreens come back out. Nope, held in. Now the puck goes out. Evergreens are onside here. Dylan Shiro carries it down. Shiro tried to get that centered, went right through and over to the near side boards. Bounces off the boards, comes out. All the way down. Baraboo's on a change as the Evergreens possess behind their own net and will have to rush the length of the ice. Long pass forward right on the tape for Kyle Jaglinski. Jaglinski taken down. No penalty. Play through that. Another Evergreens player is upended. It's Quinton Shiro who's back on his skates. Puck hops into the bench area. Got a whistle and a stoppage here. Pretty physical sequence, 13:54 to play second period. Period started tied 2-2, and we're still 2-2 now. Evergreens get an offensive zone faceoff. Along the far side boards, but Baraboo controls go right behind their own net. Near side boards and out of the zone. 2-on-2 for the Thunderbirds. Pass ahead at the blue line. They're onside. Ryan Stevens steered that skater into the corner, and that's blocked by one of the Evergreens, Quinton Shiro. Shiro's going to come down the ice the other end. Got two players trailing him. Shiro backhand scores for the Evergreens. Shiro in transition reestablishes the Evergreens lead. Shiro did a lot on that sequence. He blocked the shot back at the blue line, and then when he saw that it bounced off his body in front of him, he was turning back the other way, and Shiro was ahead of the defenders who were trailing him and scores from close range. 3-2 Evergreens on Dylan Shiro's goal. Beg your pardon, that's going to be brother Quinton Shiro's goal. The Evergreens take a 3-2 lead. Goal coming at 3:31 of the second period. So the Evergreens had a 1-0 lead. That was short-lived. We'll see if the Evergreens can hold on to this a little bit longer. Quinton Shiro is unassisted there. Evergreens led it 1-0, but held that lead for less than a minute. Evergreens lead at 3-2 here, and the Evergreens possess again. This is set up here by the Evergreens' Justin Jakubik. Jakubik skates into the corner. Has Grant Ortel and Ty Treader. Treader already has two of the three Everest goals. Goes back out the blue line. Shot didn't get through. Blocked. Ryan Stevens tried to crank that up. It's behind the net. Baraboo tries to clear it out, held in for just a moment by Brandon Jelic, but Jelic couldn't possess. We come back the other way. Baraboo will look for the equalizer right away. Good defense there by Ryan Stevens. Again, steer that stator towards the boards and away from the goal. Shot goes on goal. Pad save was loose in front for a moment and then goes off to the side. Jared Kaczmierczyk had to make another save from the far side boards. Kaczmierczyk got the pads down and went off to the side again. So Baraboo gets two quick looks just moments after going down by a goal. Now that's what's going to make for competitive hockey. That's why I think the rest of this game is going to be entertaining as well. Baraboo seems like when they go down or when there are just stretches where they're outplayed, seem like they can reestablish momentum pretty fast. Boy, that's a nice quality you look for in a team. Baraboo suited up just 15 skaters, so the Evergreens arrive here with a little bit deeper bench. You know, bigger school. This is a co-op program that the Evergreens are playing against. Evergreens hold here from the blue line, Ben Pelequin. That was blocked, goes into the far side corner. Evergreens try and possess there up along the boards. This is Jelic fighting for the puck. And wow, Jelic lost possession of the puck for a moment. I think he lost sight of it. Now he's looking for teammate Alex Griffin. Baraboo has not been able to clear from here. That came out in front. It was a little bit behind the Everest player, a little bit behind Dylan Shiro. So Quinton's got a goal. Dylan's got a shift on the ice now. Is trying to get into the act. Came out from the boards, went out in front of him. Evergreen still hold. Jelic from the blue line put that on goal. It was a wrister. Pad save. And out of the zone. Bounces off the boards. Counter-attacking chance. Two on two. Circling back. Got a player that cut to the net from the near side. Traffic in front. Save on the near side post. Kaczmierczyk got his pads down. Kept the near side closed. The Evergreens take it out. Got a whistle here and a stoppage, 10:47 to play, second period. Quinton Shiro, unassisted, has given the Evergreens a 3-2 lead. Hockey's brought to you by the Bone and Joint Center with comprehensive orthopedic, podiatry, spine, and sports medicine care. Clinics in Wausau, Medford, Merrill, and Plover. And online at bonejoint.net. Penalty called here, and the penalty box door opens. And in will go Campbell Kozar. First time that we've had a power play opportunity here. So the Evergreens with the lead will skate 5-on-4. Penalty coming at 6:14 of the second period. Evergreens control off the drop. Here's Jelic along the near side boards. Evergreens set this up behind. Back to Jelic at the blue line. Goes cross ice. Grant Ortel shot that was partially deflected. Came loose in front of the rebound. While rode up the stick of one of the Everest players and then goes out of danger. Jelic will try and hold in the corner. Evergreens still hold the zone with a man advantage. Minute and a half to go on the Everest power play. The Everest power play has not been anything to write home about so far this season. Ortel blue line down to the goal line far side boards. Back out to Ortel, who centers back. Thunderbirds have not been able to clear. The Evergreens have gotten only one look at the net so far in the power play, so this has been deliberate. Pelequin bounces off the boards, tries to play it for Treader. Treader is off his skates. Treader is unable to possess the puck behind the net. Pelequin still holds this in. Pelequin to Jelic. Back out to Ortel. Ortel tried to slide that on. It's wide of the near side post. Came off the boards for a moment, was out in front. Halfway through this penalty kill for Baraboo from close range. Well, that's a tough angle for Ty Treader. Probably should have played that back. He was down near the goal line, didn't have a lot of net to work with. Still behind the net. Evergreen still hold. Now we've got a whistle, got a stoppage. What's this about? Baraboo keeper was down off his skates for a moment, and yes, the net came loose. Leaning back onto the upright, the net came free, and that's why we've got the stoppage with 44 seconds left in the power play and 9.5 left in the period. Evergreens up 3-2. They could do themselves a big favor if they could light the lamp while they're skating a man advantage here. Again, neither team's been up by more than a goal. Evergreens had a 1-0 lead. Baraboo Portage had a 2-1 lead. Evergreens lead 3-2 now. Kind of a streaky game so far. Jelic possesses just 35 seconds left in the man advantage. Back to Jelic. Skates in. Far side circle. Shot. Pad save. Goes into the corner again. Jelic still possesses. Back out to Ortel. Ortel. Lot of traffic in front. Put on goal. Goes off. Deflects into the corner. 20 seconds left in the Everest man advantage. Now this is unusual. Baraboo has not cleared the puck down. The Evergreens have held this zone the entire 2 minutes but have nothing to show for it. Back out to Ortel. Wow, partially fanned on that and still held in, though. The Evergreens put that on goal. It's loose in front, covered up. Put on goal there by Brandon Jelic. The Evergreens will get an offensive zone faceoff. They'll get a new line out there, but there's only 3 seconds left in the man advantage. So it looks as though the Thunderbirds have killed this off. Well, three ticks away from accomplishing that. Brady Bunnell will take the draw. It's to the right of the cage. Comes back to the blue line, and we're back to 5-on-5 hockey. Quinton Shiro, who's a goal scorer for the Evergreens, circles back and sends it to the corner. And that's the one and only penalty that's been called so far. Baraboo from near the scorer's area out at the red line. Bounced that off the board, sent it into the zone. It's along the near side boards here where Brady Bunnell's fighting for it for the Evergreens. We're halfway through the period. Wow, two players have lost their skates. They both lost their sticks, rather. Both have picked up their lumber for a moment. That was Kyle Jaglinski, who was stickless. Evergreens wrap it all the way around the boards, comes out of the zone. Thunderbirds will have to touch up. One of the Everest players tripped there. It dribbles on goal, and covering that up is Kaczmarczyk for the Evergreens. Came from the far side boards, came out towards the net. Kyle Jaglinski wasn't able to get to it in time, and Kaczmarczyk had to lunge out and cover that up. He had one of the Baraboo players bearing down on him. Offensive zone face-off for the Thunderbirds, trailing by a goal. The Evergreens are asking Ortel to take this draw. It's held in at the blue line, bounced off the boards and behind the net. Evergreens have a player there. Well, Thunderbirds player faster on his skates to that, and the Evergreens cannot clear this zone. Tried to put that in front. It's on the stick. One of the Evergreens loose in front, over skating it is one of the Thunderbirds players, and flicked just up over the crossbar. Still not cleared. Pretty good chance for the equalizer. Now the Evergreens take the puck away. Near side boards, Justin Jakubik tries to turn this around for the Evergreens. Jakubik sends it right into the zone. Behind the net, Evergreens hope to center from there. Thunderbirds try to apply the defense. Evergreens hold in. That's Hurt. Send it back behind the net to the far side boards. Evergreens of Ortel closing in on it. Got a penalty coming up here. Got a stoppage. Penalty coming up. And it is the Thunderbirds who will go on the power play. 2-minute minor coming up against the Evergreens, Grant Ortel. Penalty comes at 9:51 of the second period. So can the Evergreens kill off a penalty? Keep this 3-2 lead. See what the Thunderbirds' power play looks like. Sent to the near side boards, deflected away. Campbell Kozar, who served 2 minutes in the box not too long ago. It's behind the net now. Evergreens come here. Sent off to the far side. Out of danger for a moment, but still in the zone. Sent near side. Joe Zemanovic. Down near the goal line. Zemanovic goes back out to the blue line. He's got a player there, Mike Wetch. Back to Wetch. Shot. Glove. Saved by Kaczmarczyk. That's a nice one. Blast from one step over the blue line. Glove save. And a beauty. 1:24 left in the Everest penalty kill. Ty Treader will take the draw for the Evergreens. Evergreens defensive zone face-off here. Controlled by the Thunderbirds. They go to the far side board, send it behind the net. Campbell Kozar fights for it there. Evergreens got to get a body there on that player who's just kind of skating free. Circling back, there was Cameron Logan back to the blue line. Traffic in front, pad, save it off to the side. Pretty good action in goalie. Jared's been up to the task so far for the Evergreens. It's off to the near side boards, but still held in by the Thunderbirds. Kept it in on the far side at the blue line. Tried to get that centered in front. Ty Treader applied the body there and knocked the player off the puck. It's behind the net. 45 seconds left in the Everest penalty kill. If the Evergreens are able to kill this off, Ty Treader breaks the zone for the Evergreens, and the Evergreens shorthanded possess the puck, and Ty Treader gives it up near the red line. And here's Jelic for the Evergreens. Evergreens possessing the puck shorthanded and carry it down into the zone. Just 30 seconds left in the penalty kill. Now the Evergreens surrender. Coming back the other way. There's only been one goal scored in this second period. Quinton Shiro, counterattacking chance, coming down here. Pad saved by the Evergreens. Rebound and keeping the near side. Post closed. Garen Kaczmarczyk. Two good saves on the power play. Just 5 seconds left in the man advantage. Well, that went out of the zone. Yeah, it did. Tried to send it back to the blue line, and the Thunderbirds were unable to hold it in. Luna Larson was trying to hold that in at the blue line, went out over the blue line, and was whistled. Just 1 second left in the Everest penalty kill, and it looks like they'll survive this. We're checking the goal down at the other end, make sure everything's okay. Face-off will come from outside the blue line. Then we're going to be at 5-on-5 hockey with 5 minutes left in the second period. You know, the opportunity that the Evergreens have not cashed in on in this period was not being able to score when they had the power play, leading by a goal. Off the faceoff, bouncing puck went up in the air, and Jared Kaczmarczyk leaves it off to the side. Now we are back to 5-on-5 hockey, 5 minutes to play in the second period. And the Evergreens' 3-2 lead is still good. Boy, the Evergreens could really help themselves if the next goal is there. As Evergreens go cross ice, a little bit of room here for Quinton Shiro. Quinton Shiro not fast enough to the puck. Thunderbird got to it faster. Evergreens skating backwards. Ben Pelequin. Pelequin neutral ice. Long cross ice pass. Was unable to make a long range connection there with the Evergreens' Alex Griffin. Griffin still fought his way to the puck. Still held it. Went back to the blue line. Kyle Jaglinski cross ice. Shot on goal. Save. It's the first time the Evergreens have had a look at the net in a while. Put on by Butner as the Evergreens went from near side boards to far side boards. Sure would be nice, too, if the Evergreens could give their goalie a little breathing room here. The Evergreens could get one before we go to intermission, already leading 3-2. Ben Pelequin's going to take the draw. Offensive zone, it's to the right of the cage. Evergreens hold this in near side boards. Pinned back by Dylan Butner. Butner goes cross ice, sent it to the near side corner. Evergreens have Dylan Shiro fighting for it there. It's behind the net. Ryan Stevens tries to close on that puck. Stevens. A lot of traffic here. Evergreens try and get that center deflected off one of the Baraboo players. Behind the net. Again, at 5-on-5, the Evergreens did a pretty good job holding the zone. Now they haven't. Coming out. The Evergreens try and send this back in. Counter-attacking chance. 3-on-2. Evergreens have two back. Foul steered behind the net. Centered in front. Backhand side and over the crossbar. Pretty good chance there for Mike Wetch. Wetch got it on the backhand side from behind the net and sent it over the crossbar. A misfire from close range. Baraboo's best chance at the equalizer in a while at 5-on-5. And the Evergreens' lead is still good. Hockey is brought to you by DeVorney Orthodontics. It's your life, it's your smile. Schedule your free consultation with DeVorney Orthodontics. Wausau, Antigo, Merrill, 715-842-5688. 715-842-5688 for DeVorney Orthodontics. Faceoff comes from outside the blue line. So we're getting to the late stages of the second period. Going to be exciting hockey. This is going to be a game one way or another. Going to be decided in the third. Baraboo tried to come back. Good defensive hockey by Justin Jakubek. Jakubek took that puck right off the stick of one of the Baraboo players. And the Evergreens get it out of the zone. Here's Ortel. Ortel's got a combination with Trenor. Ortel put it on. Goal save! Glove save. Popped out of a glove too, so a pretty quick whistle. Ortel that time kept it for himself, got it inside the two circles, and then fired there. Had Ty Treader towards the far post. So a counter-attacking chance for the Evergreens. And a save by Andrew Schatz, the freshman goalie. Looked pretty good. Evergreens control the offensive zone boards. Well, I had Treader on the near side post for a moment. One of the defenders was down. Penalty coming up here. I think they're going to take Treader for that. Let's see if the Evergreens... Yeah. Treader is going to the penalty box for the Evergreens. 3:05 left in the period. Yeah, Treader, I saw out of the corner of my eye, one of the Baraboo defensemen went down to the ice. And it's going to get called. Ty Treader to the box. Penalty comes at 14:55 of the second period. So the Evergreens have to kill off another penalty. Baraboo wins the faceoff, hold at the blue line, sent to the near side boards. Baraboo's got a player chasing there, that's Joe Zemanovic. Sabatovic goes back out to the blue line. Now they move the puck near side, sent to the corner, bounces off the boards, came out in front, and it's cleared away by the Evergreens' Ryan Stevens, sent all the way down. The boards behind the goals are particularly lively here at Pierce Park. Seen a couple of times here, shots that go off the board can come out in front, and that time it was a break for the Evergreens, sent all the way down. Evergreens are getting a change here. Baraboo's a little slow getting organized behind their own net. 1:15 left in the power play for the Thunderbirds. And here they come onside. Ah, they're offside. Wow, along the far side boards, one of the players was in early. Joe Zemanovic. That's a bad offside because the puck is coming on the near side. You got two more players over there. And all the way on the far side, he's in by not much. I mean, you could have held up for just a minute. There was no downside to doing it. Faceoff will come outside the blue line with 1:09 left in the man advantage and 2:14 in the second period. Evergreen still leading 3-2. The Quinton Shiro unassisted goal. Counterattacking chance is the difference in the match right now. Thunderbirds off the boards, unable to hold it in. Puck goes back to neutral ice, and the Evergreens possess back in their defensive end. Angelic sends it all the way down. 45 seconds left in the man advantage. Baraboo's going to have to set up again. In fact, Dylan Shiro was chasing down the ice. So the Evergreens roll a player out here. Now Baraboo off to the red line, near side board, sent all the way cross ice to the near corner. Closest player to it is Jack Rath. Rath gets to it. 30 seconds left in the man advantage. Minute and a half left in the period. So we are very late. Second period. Evergreen sent that off the boards and all the way down. Sent down there by Brandon Jelic. The Evergreens' penalty kills look pretty good. Just 15 seconds left in the man advantage. While fanning on that puck all the way down at his own end is one of the Baraboo players. And the Evergreens put a player up here, Dylan Shiro. Baraboo now possesses, but they still have to go the entire length. 5-4-3, and we're back to 5-on-5. Back Baraboo's offsides again. And that is the end of the penalty. Ty Treader has had an adventurous afternoon. Two goals. And has just served the two-minute minor. Treader's not coming out of the ice. He just hopped from one side of the glass to the other, out of the sin bin and onto the Everest bench. Puck drops. Evergreens possess. Jelic sends it to the corner, and now 1 minute left in the period. We are back to 5-on-5 hockey. Evergreens try and possess in their offensive end. Now Treader's back out there. Treader fights for this along the near side boards. Evergreens got a goal late in the first period. One late here in the second sure would be nice, too. Thunderbirds cannot clear on the backhand side. That's Ortell who tries to put it towards the net. Deflects off one of the Thunderbirds defenders at neutral ice. A little bit too far ahead. Got into the skates of one of the Thunderbirds, and Dylan Butner picks it up. Final 30 seconds here. Jakubik carries in to the near side corner. Can the Evergreens get it centered? Got Ortell in front. Ortell's a little bit behind the net. Ortell now tries to get that back to Jakubik. Can the Evergreens fill in? Treader roams in front if the puck should come free. 15 seconds. Back to the blue line. Jelic tried to flick that through. Jelic, wow, deeks the player along the near side boards and carries into the corner. 5 seconds, 4 seconds. Evergreens tried to get that centered. Popped up. It's out of danger. The period will come to an end there. Evergreens got a goal in this second period at 3:31. Quinton Shiro unassisted, and it's what's broken the tie for right now. Well, this will be an exciting third period coming up. We go to our second intermission, DC Everest 3, Baraboo Portage 2. Back after these messages on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.